And when they did that, then they asked Peter to stay a few days. But he had no doctrine for them. He couldn't even explain what God had done for them. Something we've been asking, what's going on? Now it's, what is going on? Jesus told us not even to come here, and then he makes me come here, and now what am I going to tell my friend? Well, when he got back to Jerusalem, his friends had plenty to tell him.
What did you do?
You went to a common and unclean people and ate with... Oh, give me my salt. God needed another man.
Yeah.
He was already working on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Just keep a good attitude, Peter. I'm coming.
He had a lot of thoughts.
You know it. What in the world? I told my father one time, Peter did the wrong thing. He said, I don't think so. That's all God had given him to do. And if Cornelius was going to fit in, he could not. Cornelius really, it had been... He couldn't have stayed a centurion and received circumcision because he couldn't fight on the Sabbath day. That's why Jews were exempted by Rome from serving in the military, because they refused to fight on Sabbath days. They couldn't be circumcised. Maybe that's what Peter was knowing. Well, we can't. Let's skip part A. If you just keep part B.
You're doing the draft room.
Yeah. He found the backwards anyway.
Yeah.
He's ever received the Holy Ghost. He wants to take him to
take
the woman.
Him back. Yeah. But if he didn't, it'd make it harder for believing Jews anywhere to even halfway accept him. Trying to make him accept, fit in with what God had already done, and he didn't.
Yeah.
He couldn't. He never would.
Yeah. We went to Nebraska, John, and one of the things at the end of the service in this apostolic worship place where we were, one of the things they were saying, now if you want the Holy Ghost, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They're talking about water baptism.
Yeah. Well,
this would have given them problems. Because they were saying, this is the condition.
They're
this
still
is what
teaching
you
Peter's
do
doctrine.
To receive the Holy Ghost. That's what they tell you.
What God was showing Peter and his Jewish brothers was that in every nation, those that fear God and work righteousness are accepted of him. Period.
Yeah.
That's Paul's gospel.
Yeah.
He was showing them that, but there was nothing in their computer that could process it. That if they repented and God would baptize them with the Holy Ghost, and they'd be okay. It's as unbelievable as it is to Christians for God to have given some of you the Holy Ghost without becoming Christians.
Yeah.
Or after rejecting Christianity.
Yeah.
What is God saying if you reject the abomination of Christianity and then God gives you the Holy Ghost? What does that say to the planet? Paul's gospel answers it. The gospel that God began at Cornelius' house is the gospel we'll live under forever. You obey God, he accepts you.
Yes.
Don't add water. They were circumcised. It was fine to baptize them. That was the gospel for them too. But here, as Peter began to preach and explain what Cornelius had to do to be saved, and notice, I don't think it's in here. I think it's when Peter repeats it.